Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 3, we were talking about being careful not to worship God in the flesh and to seek God's will concerning our manner of worship. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Now, Galatians chapter 5, verse 17 tells us that the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. There's a war going on. God is a spirit, and they who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, too often we try to reduce God to the realm of the flesh and worship him as flesh, or in a fleshly manner, should I say. And my friend, that is not God's way. When we worship to please the flesh instead of to be holy and acceptable unto God, then our worship is corrupted and it's an abomination to God. Remember, when Jesus cleared the temple, it felt good to those people what they were doing, but it was an abomination to God. When Israel made a golden calf in the wilderness, they did it unto the Lord, and to them it made them feel good. But to God, it was abominable. Worship is not what makes me feel good. It is what is holy and acceptable unto God. Many Christians lack peace because they have not surrendered to the will and word of God. Rather, they have their own agenda. Now, the word will has the idea of seeking and doing what God would have you to do. The word, as when the Bible points out sin, for example, sins like grudges, anger, temper, dishonesty. And so when we surrender ourselves to the will and word of God, we basically respond to God's Holy Spirit. And we see that, yes, I have a problem with the sin of a bad temper, and I confess that to God, and I turn from it. Then peace comes. When I swallow my pride, and I quit trying to justify my sin, whether it's a sin of anger or grudging or temper or dishonesty or what have you, and I ask God's help to overcome it, then I'm on the road to peace. Now, we need to define the word peace. Peace is defined as rest in contrast with strife, denoting the absence or end of strife. When one gets saved, it is the peace that comes when we quit resisting and rejecting our Lord. The word peace also has the idea of relief from distress or distresses of spirit that we experience as Christians as a result of our sin. David and Bathsheba furnishes us with an excellent example here. In Psalms chapter 51, it speaks of David's lost joy and his brokenness as a result of his sin during the time that he had yet to repent. Now, I hope that you will read Psalms 51. You'll learn a few things. As a matter of fact, it'll show you discernment between a person that has a true repentance, a true sorrow for sin, and a person that has a sorrow for the consequence. In Psalms 51, we do not see King David praying for God to remove his consequences. We do not see King David praying for Bathsheba and things concerning her. No. He prays for the restoration of joy. He prays for the restoration of his fellowship, in other words, with God. He had sinned against God. He realized it grieved God's heart. And he was broken over what sin had done to God and his relationship with him. Sin has a consequence. The sword did not depart from David's house, even after he was forgiven. Yet, we realize that sin does have a consequence in this life, even though we are forgiven. If I go to a bar room, get drunk, get in a fight, somebody pulls out a gun and blows off a couple of my fingers, those fingers will not grow back. God will forgive me if I truly repent and turn from that sin, confess and forsake my sin. Yes, God will forgive, and He'll even restore me to fellowship. But those fingers will not grow back. I am a church pastor. If I divorce my wife, I can no longer be a church pastor, although I could be restored to fellowship with God. I could not be restored to that position. And so, again, what I'm saying is that there is forgiveness in this life, but a lot of times we do not have the restoration to a position. There is a consequence. David's consequence was that the sword would never depart from his house. Now, we see David was forgiven. He received that joy once again, a joy that we can only have in spirit. We also see that David was used of God again. There is a certain peace that comes with accepting the forgiveness that God offers you as you confess your sin and forsake it. That peace is in spirit, although the resulting troubles of flesh will continue. When one sows peace, he encourages others. Now, how do we encourage others? First of all, you will encourage others to do righteousness. Secondly, you encourage others by forsaking sin to get them to forsake sin. That's how you sow peace. You get them to forsake sin. And then thirdly, you sow peace when you encourage others by sharing the promises of God's word. And then you sow peace when you encourage others by praying with them for their needs and for seeking God's will. In sowing peace, we incorporate biblical principles, virtue, character, and knowledge without compromising any of those things. The most repulsive position to God is a Christian's whose position is peace at any price. When we have the position of peace at any price, it makes peace lose its purity. And at that point, it's no longer of God. It is not the peacemaker of Matthew 5:9, where it says, "Blessed are the peacemakers." Forgiveness, solutions to disputes, making a decision, do not have the peace of God if they are contrary to the Word of God. For example, a person gets divorced, it's not God's will, and they'll feel relieved, a lot of pressure's off, but it may be 10, 15 years later, they will say, "Boy, that was a mistake. I should have tried to work it out." Now, the next part of the goal is gentle. Now, keep it in mind that verse 13 said, "Let him show out of a good conversation his works." We told you conversation is his lifestyle. It is the person they come to know, whether it's on the job, at home, or in church. In other words, I can say some good things from the Word of God. I can say some good things about the Lord and His Word. But if I have a lifestyle, if I have a manner of living, if there are things about my spirit that are constantly showing anger, depression, evil intention, temper, then I am not showing out of my conversation the works of God. Therefore, I don't have a good testimony. I am not one who is gentle. The fruit of the Spirit includes gentleness. Years ago, I was loading trucks for the Pepsi-Cola company in Chattanooga, Tennessee. A man that I worked with was a saved man. As a matter of fact, he was always in church. He spoke often of the Lord and Bible things. As a matter of fact, he was active in his church. But he lost his temper easily, and he would tell people off right there on the job. Now, at the time, myself, I was not a very good Christian. Yet, I did try to witness to a man that was there on the job. And as I witnessed to him, the man pointed his finger at the other guy across the lot, and he said to me, "If being a Christian is having what he has, I don't want it." Now, this Christian knew, and he said the right things. He even witnessed. But my friend, because he did not have gentleness, because he had not allowed the Holy Spirit to work out gentleness in his heart, it hurt his public testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ. Gentleness is grace that prevails over our whole nature. It mellows out all which is harsh. Jesus is our example. He said to come unto him, for his yoke is easy and his burden is light. He also told us to be as harmless as a dove, yet to be wise as a serpent. Being gentle or meek is not weakness. Jesus was gentle and meek. He would not hurt a smoking flax, the Bible told us. Yet, he made a whip of cords and he chased the money changers out of the temple. I once had a man who was working for me, felt that he should be paid more than anyone else. And one day he came in, sat down in my office and started arguing with me about it. And finally, I said to him, "It is not negotiable." I said it in a calm but a firm voice. And that ended the conversation. And I'm not saying that to glorify me. I'm just using that as an illustration because I mess up more than I do good, I think, sometimes. And so, please, I'm not trying to glorify me. That's just something God was able to do in me at that moment. Now, perhaps you've been upset by someone at home, at work, or in another venue, and you began to yell and scream. You were not gentle or controlled. Too often, there may be parents that are listening to me right now. You've had a good testimony at church, at home, and at work, but you've gone to a ball game. And I have noticed this more in little league baseball games or even high school or college basketball games. Christians start yelling. They turn red in the face. They'll call the referee names. And although they don't cuss, looking at them, I would say that's not a Christian. If I were a referee that was unsaved, or if I were a referee that was backslidden, believe me, the devil would point out to the fact that those are Christians and would make me to a point I would not want what they have. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation for the Bible. sense.